Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Okay, so every Tuesday and Thursday around this time, we like to bring you one of our classic second date updates that you likely missed the first time around, especially if you don't normally have a chance to listen to us at a later hour. Well, Trisha is a big fan of the Jeff and Jen Morning Show, and she was hoping she could get a second date update. There was a guy named James she had gone out with, and I actually didn't have a chance to read the email, Trisha, so if you could fill us in. Was this someone you only went out with one time, or is this someone you'd actually dated more than once?
No. It was just one time. I met him on Tinder, and he was, really hard to pin down. Like, we did the back-and-forth thing, and he would text me nonstop for a couple days, and then disappear for a week, and then start texting me nonstop again. And it went on like that for a few weeks before we actually met in person that one time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the meeting went really, really well. I just met him at the mall for coffee, and we walked around for a little bit. And even as we were walking, he like took my hand and was holding it, and he told me that he thought I was really pretty, and he was so glad he'd met me and thought we could really turn into something. And then we walked out to the car, and he kissed me, like, an intense kiss, not just, like, a peck on the cheek.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
It's weird, though, how hot and cold he was on Tinder, and then you see him, and you guys are hanging out of the mall, just had coffee, and then he's holding your hand the next minute, though, right?
Yeah.
But you were good with that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He wasn't, like, creepy or anything. Like, I was just like, oh, I really like this guy. Like, I'm enjoying my time with him, and it didn't, like, freak me out that he tried to kiss me at the car. I was totally, totally down with it. And then when we were standing there, we even made plans to go to dinner, like, the following night. And then the afternoon that we were supposed to go out, he texted me that he had to cancel. And then I haven't heard anything.
Oh, so there was a second date plan. It just never happened.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would love to know what happens. I don't know if you can get him on the phone or not.
How long ago was this?
It was about a week ago.
And you haven't heard word one from this guy?
No, nothing.
Which I guess is par for the course with his previous history, you know?
Yeah, hot and cold.
Yeah, maybe he may come back and ask you to marry him. We just don't know how this is going to go.
Okay, well, that would be weird.
It's going to be today. Know. He's coming back today.
Right. Never know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll be curious to see how he reacts when we call him.
Yeah, me too.
That's assuming we get hold. Okay. So then unless there's anything else, then we're going to go ahead and give him a call, but we got to take a break first. So if you can hang on, put you on hold, Fritz will get the phone number from you, and we will call James next and find out what he thought of Trisha and his coffee/mall date with her coming up next with Jeff and Jen at Q102. Okay, Trisha went out with a guy named James that she met on Tinder. Now, leading up, before they had the first date, you know, there was the usual back and forth, the texting back and forth. But what was weird about James is that he would sort of like go hot and cold. He would be very present, lots of texting back and forth, and then he would ghost for a while. And then he'd show back up and they'd text back and forth a bit, and then he would disappear again. They finally made a meetup date, the mall, I think, grabbed some coffee and hung out for some time and walked around and spent time talking, getting to know each other. He was very friendly. He was holding her hand, and he seemed like he was really into her. There was this instant chemistry that she was totally cool with. And when they said goodbye, there was a very passionate kiss at her car in the parking lot, which led her to believe, wow, you know, this guy, I think I'm really clicking with him, and he seems really into me. And they made plans to go out and have dinner again, I think, the following night.
Mm-hmm.
But then he texted her the next afternoon and said someone had come up and he couldn't make it.
I mean, when he texted you to cancel, was it just really cut and dry, I have to cancel tonight, or did he give you a long, extended explanation?
No long, extended anything. It was very simple and just like, sorry, can't make it, bye. Like, no explanation.
That sounds kind of
short.
And
no attempt to reschedule.
Mm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that was about a week ago.
That's why it was so weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I even made the smart aleck comment, too, earlier. Maybe this is just par for the course with him, since he kind of was doing that when you guys were texting. Before you even met, he would disappear for a time before showing back up again, you know? But we're not going to know until we call the guy, right?
I would love to know.
All right, let's do it. We're calling James.
Thank you.
James.
Yeah.
Hey, bud. It's Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim at Q102. How are you?
Jeff and Jen?
Yes, sir. We're from the morning show on Q102, the radio station.
I'm sorry. I don't listen to the radio. Why are you calling me?
That's okay. We're calling you because it just so happens we all have a friend in common, and we were hoping you'd be willing to come on our show and chat with us for a little bit.
Seriously? Oh, yeah. Isn't that some s***?
Are you cool with that? Would you be willing?
Who's calling about me?
Well, it's this girl Trisha that you met on Tinder, and she's a fan, man. She liked you. She enjoyed getting to know you at the mall when you guys hooked up and had coffee, and I think she misses you.
Man, really?
Well, sure. Why not? You sound like a nice guy, from what she told us.
Uh huh. I mean, it sounded like everything really went well at the mall and in the parking lot.
Have you been busy? Have you had stuff going on?
When I kissed her,
yeah,
it just wasn't good.
What do you mean? When you all said goodbye at the mall, you mean?
When I walked her over to her car, I really enjoyed her conversation. But when I kissed her, it just wasn't good. It was way too wet, like sloppy wet, gross kind of wet.
Oh.
Okay.
Well.
Well, a bad kiss can kill it.
I guess.
I think we've all. Mm-hmm.
So that's what it all boils
down
to.
It was fun at first, but then she does this weird thing afterwards. I mean, she puts her hands on my chest and then proceeds to pinch my nipples.
Yeah. After
the
kiss, during
the kiss.
In the
mall parking lot.
Well, like an affectionate
little parking lot.
You know, kind of like your grandmother would pinch your cheek, you know?
Like a little tweak.
You're so cute.
Tweak of the nips.
Yeah. Was this post-kiss or pre-kiss?
Or during?
It was during the kiss. I've never had that happen before.
Neither have I. I
have.
I want to try it.
It's good. It can be good.
Well, maybe when you kissed, your nipples got a little hard and she could feel it, so she wanted to tweak them a little.
Let's try it. Who wants to volunteer? Besides Tim.
We know what's going to happen to Tim's.
Tim's nipples are hard all the time. They're hard right now.
They are.
So, James, you tell us you were not into it.
I'm going to be honest. That pretty much killed it for me.
Oh. Well.
She's just not for me, bro, and that's a bummer because I did like her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, James, I'm sorry. You're new to the show, and forgive me for not mentioning that she is actually on the phone with us right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I'm just really embarrassed now. I just want to go. Thank you for making the call.
No, Trisha, don't hang up. Seriously. I don't know why. I don't have anything comforting to say.
Sometimes you just got to let them go, Jeff. Yeah.
It's okay that you're a nipple tweaker.
I'm sorry, Trisha.
See, Tim's into it. There are men out there that would dig it.
Do we lose her?
I think she's gone.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
All right. Well, James, listen, we appreciate your honesty. Thanks for letting us know. If it's not your thing, it's not your thing.
What
was
worse, the kiss or the nipple thingies?
Tweaking.
Honestly, I think it was the kiss.
Okay.
The nipples, I could let it slide, but the kiss, it was bad.
She might have just been checking for piercings.
No, I think it's a fun move. Like, lay one on you and then do the little circle.
Yeah.
Woo, woo, tuna in Tokyo.
Hold on, I'm writing this down. All right, James, thanks again for coming on. We really appreciate your time. We hope you'll give us a try sometime if you ever happen to find yourself near
a radio.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, take it easy.
All righty.
Okay. So, if you have been out on a first date and you haven't heard back, we'll do a second date update call for you. Just give us a call at 513-749-2320 or email Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.